Always great to have your company wherever you are listening. Thanks to all of you who called for Midday Madness. We'll get back to your calls very shortly and read out a few of your texts as well on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R. Temper, mattresses and pillows like no other. Matt Rendell is going to join us for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up version 2. Because he joined us yesterday for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up Smooth Barista Made Coffee version 1. And to take over from version 1 yesterday, let's just play you a little piece of version 1. Here's Matty Rendell on Collingwood.
I'm not particularly liking Bucks' body language at the moment, but this is retrievable. You play Greenwood, you tag Kelly. I got a feeling that they're going to play more forward. And I'm hearing Mark Keane's going to play. This is the worst round ever to do that. Because... West Coast's strength are their marking forwards.
Matt Rendell said that yesterday and it was spot on with selection. Welcome to you, Matty. Great to have you back on.
G'day, Dwayne. Thanks, mate.
What will happen tonight? Do you think he will play forward? Are they going to do that? What are you hearing? What's the latest?
Oh, well, you've got him playing forward now, I would have thought. Obviously, Cox out would... Tom Barras be happy with Cox out? I think he would be. You know, it was only six games ago. He got his pants pulled down. I took him off the ground and put McGovern onto Cox. Eventually won him the game in about 5 minutes. Cox did. So they've left him out, which is disappointing. But Barras might get more. And Barras might be going, I'm a perfect matchup for more because they're both really athletic, about the same size, extremely quick, both really competitive. So... Brass might be thinking that's okay, and certainly a couple of the key forwards for West Coast might be thinking, well, this is good. I don't have to play on more. I'm going to get a second gamer. So, I don't know where this is going to go tonight, but interesting to see they are trying to do something different, obviously, in that space. I would have just waited a game, as I said yesterday, Dwayne. When I said it's retrievable, you know, they got three very winnable games after this. I think Adelaide, definitely North. You know, they could, even if they lose tonight, they can turn 4-4. It still puts them in a really good position. They've won three in a row. They'd be feeling good about themselves. So, you know, I probably would have waited another week and just compete like madmen tonight. And you never know what happens. Like last year, they attacked the game and they won the game. And with Shuey out, who as I said, I think yesterday, they regard him as their most important player, out and Yo out, and obviously Hearn out as well. It's a good time to play him.
Absolutely. In the West. I'm 100% with you. None of us thought that Liam Ryan was going to be out long term. You mentioned you were a bit worried about Bucks' body language.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, Liam Ryan's out.
What's wrong with Ryan? I missed that.
He's got like a hot spot in his shin, I'm told. So they don't know if it's going to be a week or going to be longer. So
yuck for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, that robs us of a fantastic matchup with Maynard again. Wasn't that a great head-to-head battle last year?
Absolutely. You mentioned Bucks' body language.
Oh, I just... He's a bit trite with the reporters, isn't he? And... I don't know where he's at, but I was just thinking today that if it turns pear-shaped in the next 4 weeks, you know, they drop a couple of those games they should win out of those three. I suppose the obvious one is maybe Essendon, Anzac Day. Adelaide's in Adelaide, I think. They should beat North, but if they drop a couple and they lose tonight, eventually out of contention finals. And you know what, Bucks, Dwayne, it wouldn't surprise me if he... You know, mid-year he said, it's enough. I've had enough. And someone else can take over. I mean, you know him probably a bit better than me, but it wouldn't surprise me if he took off in a camper van up the coast, if that was the case, if that happens. And, you know, goes north for summer and writes a book, Dwayne. if Swanee can get 250K for his book, Bucks will get 500.
Yeah, but speaking of,
I think it'll be on his mind.
Yeah, you mentioned you think. You mentioned you think I know him well. I've had 100 3-minute conversations with Bucks. I've never had that long 1-hour conversation where you're stuck in an airport with someone and you don't really get to know someone with 100 3-minute conversations.
He's an interesting character. I'm not. I think I know him, but I'm. I'm not 100% sure. I'm about the same as you. I probably only had 53-minute conversations, but I don't know. It's just a feeling I'm getting that if it turns pear-shaped. Now, if it doesn't, all good and well. The club's back on track and there's a chance to make the finals. I'm just looking at worst-case scenario there in the next 4 weeks, because this is the crucial 4 weeks for them. The other thought I had about it too is, who takes over if that's the case? I know I'm jumping ahead here, and I know I'm going to get hammered on Twitter. So I'm jumping ahead here, but I thought, well, it can't be Harvey or Sanderson. I mean, they've been part of the problem, not the solution. So they've been there for quite a while, and I just had this thought. Now, we did this. We got really close to this when I was at St Kilda and Grant Thompson. He used to tell the players all the time, look, if there's something you don't like what you're doing, I said, just tell us and we'll change it. He used to say to them, it's your career, it's not mine. So, you know, you want to have the best career you can have. So if you want to change something and do something, just tell us and we'll do it, if it's consensus amongst the players. And I just had this feeling, it's never been done before, never tried before. Why wouldn't you let the players coach for the rest of the year if it turned a bit pear-shaped by mid-season? I mean, Pendles has been around for ages. Sidebottom, Taylor Adams, Roughhead, Grundy, Howe. You know, they've got a lot of experience at that club. Maine, even. They could make something work for the second half of the year. I know it's a bit radical, and I know I'll get creamed for it, but I'm only working on worst-case scenario and it turns a bit pear-shaped, but it's worth investigating. If the players haven't been keen on how they play week in, week out, well, here's your chance to do something about it. I don't know.
You radical. Reckon Twitter's going to go crazy? Right. You might have broken Twitter. In fact, the text is there, 0433 98 11 16, if you want to join us on the text. I think you've just blown Twitter up. Matty, do you really think that could work?
Well, look, me and Grant Thomas reckon that our St Kilda players in 2006, this was, we reckon they, if we just said, righto boys, you got the whole week, do whatever you like. If you want to ask us questions, you want some advice, we'll give it to you, but you're running the whole ship. And we were really close to that. And, you know, we couldn't do it any earlier because of the Rewalts, Kazichi, Montagna, Maguire, Del Santos weren't quite ready for that, but they were damn close in 2006, 2007. I think they would have, you know, particularly Rewalt, would have jumped at the opportunity to do that. So, look, I'm sure there's levels of it at other clubs. I'm sure that at Geelong, Paddy Dangerfield and Selwood would have a big say in what they do week to week. I'm sure there's at West Coast, there's a lot of senior players. I'm sure they have a big say in it. But not actually take over for the rest of the year. It would be an interesting exercise.
It would be. Before you go, we start to consume that and take some calls on it, St Kilda and Richmond last night, what did you make of it?
Oh, well, Dwayne, this is what I wrote last week at about the 10-minute mark of a third quarter when they were playing West Coast. I've gone, where's their leadership, Saints? And the players they're recruited in, I regard as not having much leadership, like Crouch, Hill, Carlisle. Hanbury hasn't played basically for 2 years. Butler, Ryder, Howard, Jones. I'm not saying they're good players. They're good players. I like them as players. I think they've been good recruits, but they didn't bring in much leadership there. And it's interesting that Geary's been out the whole year and he's been their captain and he's clearly their best leader. Borderline whether he's in their best 22, but he's their best leader and you nearly got to bring him in. As I know he's been injured, but that's why you'd have him in, for his leadership. And I just question it. And then all of a sudden they run riot. And I've gone, I've got to have to hold on to that. But after watching again last night, I've gone, zero leadership. They need some players to stand up and really get their hands dirty. That was, I know they're a difficult team to play, Richmond, but, you know, they never really had a crack at all, did they? It was really disappointing, and disappointing to the supporters. And I just can't work out how that's turned so quickly for them, and they need to get it back quick. Jones is really important in the midfield, gives them some grunt. I probably should say that he's got a little bit of the leadership out of all those blokes.
Can you make a leader out of one of the players, or do you have to be pretty much a natural one?
I always think you're born with it, a lot of it. But Some have got some in them, and if you've got a really good program and a really good system, they get really better at it, and some of them just jump up. Like when the Swans had the Bloods culture, like that was brought in through Ray McLean and leading teams and Ruzzi, because I had a good conversation with Ruzzi when he took over then. I was at St Kilda about bringing leading teams in at the time, and out of that came the Bloods culture. And the bloke who grabbed the Bloods culture was Stuart Maxfield. And that shocked me. I didn't know Stewie that well, but watching him play and that, I've gone, that really surprised me, you know, that he grabbed it. And then Kirk grabbed it off him, and it sort of continued down the line. So people surprise you when you give them that responsibility. So a few of these blokes, particularly blokes like Hill and Crouch, Carlisle's been there a long time, and Howard playing as a key back. They need to jump up in that leadership area, produce week in, week out.
So you wouldn't drop Brad Hill then?
He's probably on his last leg. I'll give him one more. I'll put the hard word on him. You know, when you want to take the big money, Dwayne, you better earn it. You know, he's copping the flak. Who's copping the flak at the moment? He's copping flak. Grundy's copping flak because he's on the big money. If you're on big money, you better produce week in, week out. If the Twitter people will get you.
Yeah, if you're not on it, it helps. Matt, great to have a chat to you. It's an interesting world we're living in, and you've just made it even more interesting. Thanks for your time. Can't wait to talk next week.
Okay, Dwayne, no worries. See you, mate.
Check your Twitter feed. Matt Rendell from A Cafe Coffee Catch-Up. Smooth barista-made coffee. Back to your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to join me on the open line brought to you by Werribee Kia. Drop down and see David and Janan and Aid, Jim, the whole team down there at Werribee Kia, and tell them we sent you. And by the way, if you're listening to This Is Your Sporting Life on Sunday from 10 a.m, Sam Edmund talks to Melbourne champion and former Demon CEO Hassaman as well. Thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.